Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mirasi and for Rabbi Ezra Chaim ben Esther Sima, Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana. In the Mishnah Meseches Gitna, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, it says that if you have a chatzi, you have a chatzi ben Chorin, you have to free him, because otherwise he can't have a child. He can't marry a shivcha because he's half free. He can't marry a schorin because he's half an eved. So you have to free him. It's lo tobera l'shevus yitzara. Says Tesvis v'harav Yitzchok b'Rebbe Mordechai Mefarish. The nakad l'shevus yitzara mishum d'shaych af b'tzad avdus. The reason it says l'shevus yitzara, not mitzvah peruvu, because l'shevus yitzara applies even to his eved side. Aval peruvu lo shaych el b'tzad cheirus. But Puru Ravu is only Shaykh to the Chayrus part of him. Chayn Mash Maktsas B'Yerushalmi. Right now it's Puru Ravu is only the free Jew is Chayv in Puru Ravu. But an Eved is Chayv even in Lashevus Yitzar is a pasuk from the Navi. Chayn Mash Maktsas B'Yerushalmi D'Pirkin O'Perakam D'Moyd Kodin. Damar Taman Tanan Enos in Nashim B'Moyd. Shimon ben Abba b'shem Rabbi Yechonon Amar b'nei bitul pir v'rivya perush l'yamtid b'lisa adamoyed shuzman simcha ponim miklum v'on kami rabasa eved ma'u shi'isa b'moyed amar l'hoin nishmanim min hadain yivata b'lo nol v'ra l'mele pir v'rivya v'amar shimon ben Abba b'shem Rabbi Yechonon kol shim mitzuvah pir v'rivya asa lo lisa b'moyed perush kol shim mitzuvah pir v'rivya mishum l'shevus yitzar kon eved aval peruvu v'ade lo mechayiv. In other words, he brings a raya. What's the raya? He's trying to bring a raya that an Eves b'lashevus yitzara, not b'puruvu, because it says in the Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to marry women on the Moed. And the explanation is because of bitul pir v'rivya, meaning that if we allow you to marry during the Moed, you're just going to wait around till the Moed. In the meantime, you're not going to have children. In the meantime, you're not going to have children. It's because you say, oh, the Moed, I have time. It's a good time to get married. So mainly, you're not allowed to get married in the Moed. This way we'll make sure not Mavatal Pir Verivya. So they asked Ravasi, what about an Evid? Is an Evid allowed to marry a woman? Is an Evid allowed to marry a woman on the Moed? So he says, well, we'll see from here, from the Mishnah, that the whole world is created for Pir Verivya, therefore you have to be Meshach or the Evid in order that he should be able to have children. And Rav Shimon or Abba of Shem Rav Yochanan says, if you're Mitzvah Pir V'Rivya, you're not allowed to get married in the Moed. Meaning, if you're Mitzvah Pir V'Rivya, Mishum L'Shevus Yitzara like an Evet, says Tosis. But not, he's not Chayv in Pir V'Rivya. But he's Chayv in L'Shevus Yitzara, and therefore he can't get married in the Moed because we don't want it to be Mefatal Pir V'Rivya. But Al Kolpanim L'Shevus Yitzara is for, applies to the Evet. So we see that the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Mordechai, known in the yeshiva felt as the Rivam holds that an Eved is not mitzuvah in Pir V'Rivya, is not mitzuvah in L'Shevus Yitzara, but not in Pir V'Rivya. So too we see in Tosfos earlier on, Malaf Amral, Lisa Shivcha and Yochel, Vim Toymar, Afil Yochel, Lisa Shivcha and Ayin, Makayim, Bakach, Pir V'Rivya, Mokhifam, Iskab, Behev, Lagoy, Makayim, Iskab, 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 Demar, Kol, Mbodi, Bevet, Shem, Lachayis. So, we see in Yevamos that an Eved has no Yichus. So, of course, he can't be Makayim the Mitzvah Pir V'Rivya. Pir V'Rivya is their Yichus to you. They're related to you. An Eved doesn't have Yichus, they're not related to him. So, what does it help? It says, he can't marry a Shivcha. Even if he could marry a Shivcha, it wouldn't help because they wouldn't be Miyuchas to him. So why does it say Lisa Shivcha Enu Yachol? Even if he could be Mary, a Shivcha wouldn't help. If he would be Makayim, any type of Shevis, that would be enough. So Tosi says Pshat in the Mishnah is that if he could be Mekayim any Shevis, any children, that'd be enough. If it would just be out of Pura Virivia, then we wouldn't force his master. Mishum Pura Virivia l'chude, for Pura Virivia alone, we wouldn't force his master to free him, because he's not mechuyev in Pura Virivia, since he's anus. So what the Mishnah is saying is, this is shifcha eino yachol, but if he could marry a shifcha, then it would be enough, because then there would be shevis. There wouldn't be peruvu, because the child is not miyuchas to him, therefore is no kiyam of peruvu. So just being able to be mekayim shevis would be enough for us. We wouldn't force the master to free him in order that he be a free man to be mekayim peruvu. But since he can't even do shevis, so we do force the master to free him. But al kopanim, what do we see from Tosfos? We see from Tosfos that an eved is pater in Pura Virivia, because ein lo chayis, the kid isn't miyuchas to him, he's only miyuchas to his mother, and therefore he can't be mekayim Pura Virivia, and he's honest. However, Tosfos in Chagiga writes differently. Tosfos in Chagiga says ein shroshim eved lo mifket a Pura Virivia. So first he brings the opinion that they're not mitzvah al Pura Virivia. And then he says, V'lav milsihi, z'lo nachon. D'amar b'yushalmi moed kat neben ma'ashi yisi yisha b'moed, d'amar l'han nishmanim en adein masnisim yivata b'loed nirvela al Pura Virivia. M'rishim re'abi mishim rabi yechanan, kol shim mitzvah al Pura Virivia lo yisa yisha b'moed. V'had amrina lo yikim Pura Virivia, hainu mitam d'bin en zarem yuchas acharev. So Tosfos takes the same Yerushalmi that Tosfos in Gittin proves from this Yerushalmi that they're only Mitzvah and Shevis, but not in Pura Virivia. And he says, no, they're Mitzvah and Pura Virivia. But he says in Yerushalmi, he's Mitzvah and Pura Virivia, you shouldn't marry a woman in the Moed. Meaning an Eved is Mitzvah and Pura Virivia, you should marry a woman in the Moed. You see, he is Mitzvah and Pura Virivia. And the Tosfos in Gittin says, no, no, no. If he's mitzvah per v'rivi mishum l'shevis, could go in Eved. But he's not mitzvah per v'rivi. The Rishami sounds more like Tosis in Chagiga, that he is mitzvah per v'rivi. And not like Tosis in Gittin, he's mitzvah per v'rivi mishum shevis. That seems like a little bit of a stretch. Al koponim, we have a machlokes here between Tosfosim. We have two Tosfosim in Gittin, Mem Aleph, that say that an Eved is not mitzvah per v'rivi. And then we have a Tosfos in Chagiga based on the Beis that an Eved is mitzvah al Pura Virivia. Even though his Zera is not Miyuchas Acharav. Still he's mitzvah al Pura Virivia. And that it says in Yevamis that if he had children b'avduso and he's Mishtachar, he wasn't Mekayim Pura Virivia, it's because we require Zera Miyuchas Acharav. But there mean a little Kimber River if you had any time to be in a Zarem Yuchas Acharev. So it's a little Shever in Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos is saying that he is Mitzvah Pura Virivia. And that we say that if he's freed, he has children and then he's freed, he's not Mekayim Pura Virivia, is because his children aren't Miyuchas to him. So if children aren't Miyuchas to him, then how is he mitzvah al Pura Virivia? He can't do it. Pura Virivia is when the children are related to you. So how could he be mitzvah al Pura Virivia if he can't be mekayim Pura Virivia? That's what they would say in English, zelo fair. Doesn't seem fair. How can he be mitzvah on something if literally can't be mekayim? So, the Tureyevin Chagiga already asked this kasha. Eved ein lo chayis ven zarem siachis acharav. So how is he able to be mekayim this mitzvah? So Tosin Chagiga is mafli meod. And the Avni Miluim, Simon Aleph, Sif Katan Beis, he's Tamea, and he blibes with the kasha. So, the Heiliger Gaon, Nassim Gestetner, explains as follows, answers as follows. Choriyesh lahakshos, it says in Yevamah 62a, Hakom moedim be'evet chein lo chayis. Everybody agrees that an Ebed doesn't have yichus. As it says, Shulachem poim achamor amadoim alachamor. So they're like chamorim, they don't have yichus. And therefore, if he had banim ba'avdu so, and then he was freed, he's not mekayim peri v'rivya. Like we see in Tosis there. Divar maschil modim, Yevamah samach beis. We find gam bali chayim. They have yachas. It says shorase oiso ve'ez binolo sishchuri v'yomechot. And we have the opinion in Chulin 678a that Chananya holds that an isra v'osav ez binolo is noy bein zchar bein minikavis. That if you shech the father, you're not allowed to shech the son that same day. So you see that the son of a shor and a seh have yachas to their father, called binol. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an Isra of Oysev Los Benol Sishchul Yom Echad. So how do we say an Ebed has no Chayis? Yishumam Etoim Ela Chamor. Chamor does have Chayis. What a kasha. So from this it would appear that that it says Ebed Toim Ela Chamor Shein Lo Chayis, he has no Yichus, doesn't mean that his son is in his son B'mitzias. Masham Shein Lo Chayis Hainu Rak Shein Lo Yachasei Kurva Im Banav. B'metzius, it's his son. And that he has no chayis, it means that he's not considered a karev. And that's why we see in Sanhedrin 58b that an eved is allowed to marry his mother. An eved is allowed to marry his mother and his daughter because he's daim lechamor, that he's not considered their relative. But as far as Mrs. Pir Aviv is concerned, the ben, the son, doesn't have to have a din kurva la'aviv. All he has to do is be a son in the metzias, not in halacha. As long as he's a son in the metzias, that's enough for us. Avalinian mitzvahs pir v'rivia, ain't tzarech she'eh lo din kurva la'aviv. It's enough he's called the son of the metzias. And therefore, Tosfos says in Chagiga beis amud beis, that an Ebed is mitzvah amper v'rivia because the son called the son of Metzias, like a shor v'chem oseh, shebenonik v'benel, nefinal v'shechtem v'yayim echad. So that would explain the Tosin Chagiga. A guy has din kurva, he's halachically related. Therefore, a guy is not allowed to marry his mother, he's not allowed to marry his father's wife, he's not allowed to marry his sister from his mother, like we see in the Rambam, Mr. Rabbi of 1410. But an Eved is mutter with these relatives, halacha yitzayin in the Rambam there, because he's no din kurva. However, the Metzias is his son, as his son, and Melez Makayim, the Mitzvah Piri V'Rivia. It's enough for that, for Piri V'Rivia. And that it says in Yevamis, that Akol Modem Be'Evet Chein Lo Chayis, and therefore, if you had a son when you were a guy, then you were Mizgayer, then you were Mekayim Mitzvah Pir V'Rivya according to Rabbi Yochanan. And however, if you had sons when you were an Eved, and you were Mishtachra, you're Mekayim Pir V'Rivya, because Eved Ein Lo Chayis, who cares? It's a son B'Mitzias. So the answer is, Dafka B'Goy, that even B'Shaz Giyuso, he'd Yachse Kurvin B'No. Because Akum Yesh Lo Chayis for Kirvus. So goyim are considered halachically related, and therefore, even though he's misgayer v'avik shenoy ladam, he become mokum lo pokam yinei kirim pir v'rivya shkiyim beyos a goy. The madam rina da'adi ager is havik a cotton shenoy lad. So he becomes, when he's misgayer, he becomes a cotton shenoy lad, but he doesn't lose his pir v'rivya, because cotton shenoy lad means that he's going to lose his korva to his son, but it's still his son b'metzias, and therefore he's mekayim pir v'rivya b'giyusa. It's enough that he's mekayim pir v'rivya b'giyusa. When he was a guy, he was mekayim the mitzvah, so it sticks with him when he's a Jew. Ashenkin be'eved, shegam b'yosei eved, yesh la'en lo chayis. Even when he's a guy, he doesn't have yichus, and he doesn't have yachas kurva lekroivav. And therefore, even though b'shashaya evit nechshav b'no lebno b'mitzias v'kiyam pir v'rivya, so when he was an evit, he was mekayim pir v'rivya. When he's mishtachwer and now he becomes a gershin guy of a kanshanayla, like the Rambam writes in Sirabiyah 14:11, that even by an evit shenishtachwer we say have a kanshanayla. Therefore, when he's mishtachwer, he loses his shaychus with his son, even the mitzias. Nechshav kilu ben zeino b'no klal. As when it comes to a guy, when it's his son, when he has the son, it's his son in the mitzias and halachically. And then when he's mizgayer, then halachically he's no longer related to his son. Kadin shenaylat. But in the mitzias, it's still his son. So therefore, he's makai in the mitzvah pir v'rivya. But an eved, remember a goy when at the beginning he had both an halacha and a mitzias, it was his son. And then he becomes a katan shenai lad. He loses one nachas dargah, so no longer in halacha, just in mitzias, it's his son. But an eved, when he had the son, it wasn't halachically his son. It was only a son of the Mitzvahs. And therefore, when he's Mishtachwer, he goes down one level and he loses this Mitzvahs. He loses his Shaychus to his son, even the Mitzvahs. He has, biologically, he's related, obviously, but he loses that connection. It's as if it's not even his son. And he has to be Mekayim Kuriviriv when he's Mishtachwer. So again, the guy has both in halacha and a mitzias, and therefore when he becomes a ger, he still retains the mitzias. He goes down one level, but he still has the mitzias, the son, he's mekayim pir v'rivya. But an evet has only, it's only a son of the mitzias when he has him, mele when he's mizgayer. So then he loses that, and it's not his, he's not mekayim the pir v'rivya with the son he had when he was an evet. Because the din of kadosh shenos mafkir him. So we see beautifully now that what's pshat, an eved is mitzvah on pir v'rivya. And even though ain lo chayis, but he can still be mekayim. When he's an eved, he's mekayim pir v'rivya because it's the son of the mitzias. So the klal is that by goy, who's mizgayer, and eved is mishtachar, we say, katan shenolad, they go down one level they had earlier. Katan shen is gayer, b'giyuso, he's called b'no b'mitzias. And he also had a din kurva. So he's Mizgayer, Nachas Chatar goes down one darga, now he's only son of Mitzias, not Mekayim Pir V'Rivya, but Evet is only in the Mitzias. He goes down one darga, he loses the Shaychus and Mitzias as well. And the reason we say that Katan Shenolad is only Mafkia one darga is because by an Akum, he has strong familial halachic connection to his relatives, because they're both his in the mitzias and in the din, and the mela. So when he's mizgayer, so it's weakened, but there's still something left. There's still a connection. Can't be the gamri mafki any kesher. So mela retains his kesher in mitzias, but in eved he starts off with the shvacha kesher, because in eved is mutter b'avu b'ima ubita b'ima ubita. Just his son is called the son of the Mitzvah, and therefore he's Mekayim Nisar Pir V'Rivya to Avduso. And therefore, Kshenishtach, when asked the Kodesh Noilad, Nifsak Legamri Shechus HaLebonav. So then when he converts, he's such a Shvacha connection to start. When he converts, he loses it completely. Based on this, we can be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Heilige Chelkas Yoyev. Kins Geruv, Kushayin Beis, Kavad the Kashyaisa, 103 Kashas. That it says, Nyevamis, Hailo Bana Begiuso, and he's Beskai, Rabbi Yochanan, says, Bekai, and Pir Vriv. The question is, Gerein Lochais, Gershin is Gar Kut Shinoilad Dami. So what's Pshat? How do you say it's still his children? Yoshin is Gar Kunshinola, Domi. So the answer is like we explained. That yeah, it's Kunshinola, so he loses the halacha connection, but it's enough to Makai and Piriv that it's his son of the Mitzvahs. So Mogri Aboisai, for Shtetzich, of course, Shot Harbe, Arbe Maladaber, Banosi Aze, Bertot Hashem Darkeno, Ani Mekave, Lachazov, Lishnot Perik Ze. אז נא להישאר עמנו, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, בעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.